Hallelujah. What a nice word that we heard. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to the book of James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Are you excited about God's word? Amen. Amen. James chapter 1 and verse 19. James chapter 1 verse 19.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You want to give a title for the message, you can give this title. Speak, Lord, your servant listens. Speak, Lord, your servant listens. Let me hear you say that. Speak, Lord, your servant listens. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say it as a prayer unto the Lord this evening. Speak, Lord, your servant listens. That's the title of the word, of the message. Many a time God might be speaking to us, but we might not even be able to discern it. Samuel, the young boy, he heard the Lord speak, but he did not know it was the Lord. He thought it was Eli, the priest. He thought it was the pastor. So the high priest had to actually help him and tell him, this is the Lord. Amen. There is nothing more important in your life than to hear the voice of the Lord. In your Christian life, what is the most important thing? It is to hear the voice of Jesus. If you hear the voice of Jesus, it proves that you are a child of God. Because Jesus said in John 10, my sheep will hear my voice and they will follow me. Are you with me? It proves that you are a child of God when you hear the voice of the Lord. John chapter 8, verse 47, Jesus said, you do not listen to me, or you cannot listen to my word, because you don't belong to me. And I have found that the most important thing for your life, no matter who you are, where you come from, it is to hear the voice of Jesus. And it is important, like Samuel, you make this prayer and say, Lord, speak. I am willing to listen. Job chapter 33. You study the entire chapter, you will find the voice of God will protect you from all kind of hidden dangers. As the years go by, I see so many people getting into different kind of messes in their life. I find them getting into financial mess, getting into an emotional mess, getting into a spiritual mess, getting into a relationship mess, getting into different kind of messes. And I've always wondered, what is happening? You pray, you fast for them, and still they go and do something stupid. And to get them to hear the word of the Lord, or get them to hear from God, is such a process. But Job 33, when you read through the chapter, you will find the voice of the Lord will protect you. Open your mouth and say, the voice of the Lord will protect me from every kind of danger. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The third thing is the word of the Lord, or the voice of the Lord, will produce life in you. Anything significant in your life, if you want to accomplish, you want to see your family blessed, you want to see your ministry blessed, anything significant in your life, your business, whatever, it is paramount that you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Amen. Now that's easier said than done. How would you hear from the Lord? Anybody interested this evening? How would you hear the voice of the Lord? Amen. Anybody with me today? Praise the Lord. Come on, let me get some more response today. I've been standing the whole day. I'm pretty tired. You know, I just need to see some happy faces, people who are excited to hear God's word and people who will respond back. You go to a black church. You know, I have one of my spiritual daughters, Anya, here, and I think she goes to a black church. You go to a black church, and you know, whenever I travel abroad, sometimes you preach in a black church. You speak to them, they'll speak back to you. They'll keep on saying, "Yeah, bro. Yes, pastor. Go on." And so suddenly, a 10-minute message can go on for 2 hours just because the crowd is willing to say amen and they are excited. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Open your mouth and say, "Speak, Lord. Your servant listens." Say that again. "Speak, Lord. Your servant listens." How many of you know that God does not have laryngitis? How many of you know that? How many of you know that God actually speaks? So how do you come to a point where you are able to hear from God? The simple word is an act of submission. Open your mouth and say, an act of submission. An act of submission. An act of submission will help you to hear the voice of Jesus. Moses heard the voice of the Lord. And the Lord asked him, "Moses, what is it that you have in your hand?" How many of you know that some of the two most significant questions that God might ever ask you is, what have you done with Jesus in your life? Have you shared him with others? When you get to heaven, if you don't want to be embarrassed, you know, Jesus is going to ask you, a father is going to ask you, what have you done with Jesus? Have you shared him with somebody else? And the second thing is, what did you do with what is in your hand? What is it that you've done with what is in your hand? We know that Moses said, "Lord, it is a rod." God said, "Throw it down." It threw it down. It became a serpent. It became alive. He got hold of it. It became a stick again. How many of you know that anything that you throw before God will always produce life? And anything that you turn back will always make you dead again. Are you with me? Anything that you throw before Jesus will come to life. Whether it be your relationships, husband-wife relationship, pastor-congregation relationship, whatever. Anything that you throw before Jesus will come to life. But anything that you're so self-centered that you take it back in your hand and hold it and say, no, let me preserve myself, it will become dead again. There are some of you, some who were alive for God, who have become dead. You know why? Once upon a time, you had surrendered and thrown your life before the Lord, but you have taken it back now. And that is why you feel empty and you feel tired and you feel, you know, you feel dead inside. But I pray this afternoon that the Holy Spirit of God would quicken you up again and impart His life into you, where you are encouraged in His presence. And once again, you will throw your life before Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. The staff, you know, I've preached about it, so I just want to highlight this small point. The staff represents your identity. I've taught you a long time back, the staff would have the family genealogy in it. Who you are, who your father is, who your great-grandfather is. Everything is written on the staff. And many a time it is handed over from one generation to another. You have your legacy or your ancestry, all that on the staff. It represents your income. In Israel, the bigger the staff is, the bigger your income is. You are a highly successful person. You are highly prosperous. The bigger or longer the staff, wow. Great. And the staff also signified your influence. The shepherd would ask would take the staff to actually, you know, poke a sheep sometimes. Do you mind if I poke you? The shepherd would poke the sheep. If the sheep is going astray, sometimes the shepherd would take the second. Are you with me? Sometimes you have sheep that have horns that try to attack you. Sometimes you have sheep in the congregation that is butting their head against each other. Two sheep fighting each other. And you need the staff to use your influence to say, stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. Just, why can't we all just get along? Come on. And so the staff represented something. And you know what? God told Moses, son, that which is in your hand, I want you to throw it down. And he threw it down and it became alive. And there are times you're highly successful. I remember as a pastor, when I stepped out to pastor the church, it was all teenage children or youngsters, much young, just youngsters coming in through. And they had nothing to surrender. They were just excited about Jesus. And then later on in life, they began to have their careers, they began to have jobs, they began to have businesses, they began to get married, God began to bless them with children, they began to have larger relationships, all that. And suddenly they're holding all that without throwing it before the Lord. What you have in your hand, God will ask you, what you have in your hand, what are you doing with it? Your influence, all that you have, throw it before Jesus. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 20. The Bible says, after Moses threw the rod before the presence of God, that was the last time that rod was ever called the rod of Moses. Exodus 4 and 20. And you read on later, that rod was after that called the rod of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You throw your life before Jesus, from then on God will call you, you are my child. I want to speak to you. I want to work miracles through your life. I want to show you forth the destiny that I've kept for you. There is a work that I got for you. I want you to be fulfilled in life. There is a work that I've kept for you. God will speak to you. But if you want him to speak to you and you're holding on to everything and then say, speak Lord, your servant listen. God will never speak to you for an effect. Are you with me? God will never speak to you so that you can tell two people, you know, God spoke to me. God told me, he put in kadala. There was dosha also on the table, but I ate put in kadala. See, we used to find these flakes. Are you with me? In spiritual life. What are you telling me? God speaks to you for obedience. God speaks to you because God knows, okay, this person is submitted. He will listen to me and he will do what I tell him to do. But if you're going to speak back to him and tell him your ideas and your plans and what you got in mind and your desires and dreams and goals and ambitions and all that, it might be good. It might not be bad at all. It might be even spiritual. But if you're going to just tell it all to the Lord without actually listening to him, God will say, okay. Okay, okay, do what you like. Lift your hands and say, speak Lord, your servant listens. Speak Lord, your servant listens. There are two things you need to know if God is to speak to you. The first one is, I must believe that God cares about the details of my life. Open your mouth and say that I must believe that God cares about every detail of my life. Can you say that again? I must believe that God cares about every detail of my life. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you have a heavenly Father who cares about every little detail about your life? Two, if you have to listen to the Lord and get the word of God, you have to believe that God will answer every question that you have in your life. It might not be at the time that you want to understand it or get the answer, but He will answer. Are you with me? Provided it is not in rebellion and angry with God and saying, Lord, why did you do that? Why did you do this? Why is that happening? No. You're submitted, you're surrendered. And He says, Lord, I don't understand this. I prayed for healing. Healing has not happened. I prayed for, you know, a baby. The baby has not come when I desired it. I prayed for my finances to be put right. It's not happened. Why is it, Lord? You ask in submission. You ask in surrender. You ask in humility. You ask in love. You ask in a relationship with Him. He will speak to you. Praise the Lord. He will speak to you. He will speak to you. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you need to ask Him. 20 times in the New Testament, the word ask is asked, is said. Ask. 20 times. Jesus said, the book of James said, you receive not because you ask not. You ask and you do not get it because you want to just spend it on your own pleasure. You're not surrendered. You surrender and then you ask and speak. Praise the Lord. Are you with me today? Still, can I see some nice faces, happy faces? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if I have to hear, how many of you want to hear the voice of Jesus? I want to just help you with that today. Five things to do, or how do you receive the voice of the Lord? Habakkuk chapter 2. The first one to take that passage of scripture gets a gift from the Holy Spirit. Habakkuk chapter 2. You got your Bibles? If you picked it up, lift your hand. Show me. Habakkuk chapter 2. Oh, there is somebody there. That is amazing. Praise the Lord. Fantastic. Second person. That's good. You know why? Some of you have never not read Habakkuk. Have you? Have you? Some of you, when you get to heaven, you're going to be embarrassed. You're going to get to heaven and Habakkuk is going to come to you and say, did you read my letter? And he said, oh, it was there in the Bible, right? I only read the Mark, Matthew, Luke and John and Acts of the Apostles. I didn't know it was there in the Bible. Can we just imagine some of the minor prophets coming to you in heaven? Let me tell you up front, you know, when we get to heaven, I want to invite you up front for 1,000 years to my mansion. People who say they don't get time with their pastor, I want to invite you up front when we get to heaven, 1,000 years, just come to my mansion, spend time, we'll just chat around. Up front as a pastor. Are you with me? So you won't complain and say, I don't get time with the pastor. No. 1,000 years, up front. Praise the Lord. Come on guys, smile a little bit. Hallelujah. We're learning something very simple, but something profound which will change your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 2. 1 and 2.
I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what He will say to me and what I will answer when I am reproved. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it.
Yes. I will stand upon my watch. That word watch tower in Hebrew actually means just get alone. Just get alone. Get on the watchtower means in Hebrew, just get alone. Especially if you're surrounded by noise and people's voices and sound and people wanting to say something to you. Just get alone. That's the first thing. If you want to hear the voice of the Lord, just be alone. Are you with me? There is a sense where the Holy Spirit wants you. You study the scriptures. You know Jesus works miracles. He heals the sick. He casts out the devil. We know that. But you know something amazing about Jesus? I want to actually one day preach a message entitled The Withdrawing Jesus. The Bible time and again says that Jesus withdrew from the crowd to be alone with the Father. And in your life, you have got to learn to just get away from all the noise and find your quiet time. The scripture that we read, be quick to, James 1, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Say that again, be quick to listen, slow to, be quick to, slow to. Let me ask you something simple. In your life, are you quick to speak and slow to listen? You go to any home, you meet anybody, you just want to speak. You're quick to speak. I'm very slow to listen. Only when you have kind of exhausted all that you had to say, but the Bible says, be quick to listen. You withdraw yourself to listen in your prayer time. Can I ask you? You pray, but in your prayer time, are you always going there before and telling the Lord your complaints, your suggestions, your ideas, your troubles, your sins, your burdens? That is all good. That's a part. Do that. Or are you always shouting and saying, thank you, Jesus, praise you? That is also God's path. Do it. Or are you always praying in tongues? That is also nice. I do it. Do it. But the most important thing is be quick to listen. Speak, Lord, yourself and listen. In your prayer time, most of the time we spend half an hour or 1 hour in prayer. We unburden ourselves, we worship, we sing our songs, all that. And then we open a scripture, look at it, and then go home. Go wherever we have to go. But let me tell you, a sign of you growing spiritually is the time when you can withdraw yourself and sit in the presence of God and say, Lord, speak, Lord. I'm quick to listen. Open your mouth and say, quick to listen. I can't hear you. Quick to listen. Say that again. Quick to listen. Slow to speak. And the Bible uses the word there, still slower to anger. In other words, don't lose your cool. Are you with me? Recently, I was just getting upset with everything. I was just losing my cool very fast. And you know how it is. You only lose your cool towards people that you actually care and you are kind of secure with. That is why most of the time we shout at our wives or at our mothers or at our children or at our dog, provided it doesn't bite you. Or relationships or friends that you're comfortable and secure, and you can say, "Ada ponnu mone vera pani illa po." That means you're secure with that relationship, and you can actually. But it was getting a little out of hand for me, because I was just, I don't know why, I was just losing my cool pretty fast. And I said, "Lord, what is happening? What is happening? What is happening? What is happening?" And the Lord said, "Son, you're losing your cool because you're too stressed out. You need to withdraw. Are you with me? You need to withdraw. You're taking care of the sheep. You're speaking into their lives. You're praying for people. You're listening to messages, you know, that people send you on the message, on the WhatsApp. You're doing all that. You're getting too crowded. Just move off and listen. You're getting too stressed." Do you know that Jesus never ran? In other words, he was never in a hurry. And imagine that Jesus had only 3.5 years to fulfill the mission that he had come to do on planet Earth. Just 3.5 years. But he didn't get stressed by that. He didn't get bugged by that. He didn't. Just 3.5 years. We would have done things in a hurry. Then I have to go back to heaven. Jesus didn't do that. He never ran. He was quiet. He withdrew himself to listen to the Father. Quick to listen. Open your mouth again and say, quick to listen. Slow to speak. See, many a family problem begins when in the family life, people are not quick to listen. If you're quick to listen, you will know your spouses or your child's or your friends, or whoever is close to you, their heart without them saying anything. If you're quick to listen. Are you with me? But we are kind of quick to speak. The balance is what? Say that again. Quick to. Let me hear you guys. Quick to. Slow to. Speak. Still slower to. Anger. The first point. Withdraw. Go to the watchtower. Second one, the Bible says, wait. Open your mouth and say, what do you do at the watchtower? Habakkuk chapter 2. Wait or watch. Wait. In other words, calm your thoughts. Hurry is the death of prayer. Hurry is the death of prayer. Take time to listen. Just be calm. Look at somebody and say, just be. Come on, look at somebody and say, just be calm. Just be calm. Just be calm. Jennifer, relax. Are you with me? Jennifer, relax. Just be calm. Psalms 46 verse 10. It says there, David said that, he said, be still. Be still. And know that I am God. Be still. In other words, sit down and shut up. The RSV version. Rajya Standard version. Be still. And know that I am God. Just be calm. Psalm 62 verse 5. Look at that scripture first. Psalm 62 verse 5. Can somebody read it, please?
My soul waits silently for God alone, for my exception is from Him. Expectation is from Him.
Can somebody off the fan? I don't think the can you hear that? Can you hear my voice? Then why did you say that? So you didn't hear anything that I said? How many of you heard something that I said? How many of you heard everything that I said? How many of you didn't? Is it just that mic or my mic? Just that mic. This mic is okay. Okay, you got that scripture? Come here, read it on this mic. Psalm 62 verse 5. Come on, Tony. Put your hands together and welcome Tony into the ring. Yay! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to clap for him once again. He's going to come. Here comes Tony into the ring. Yay!
My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him.
That's right. That's good. My soul waits silently for Him. My expectation is from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Inner calm. The third thing, and this ends very fast, just 3 points and I'm finished with it. Third point is, look at that. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what He will say unto me. Did you get that word? Isn't it a crazy English? I will watch to see what He will say unto me. I will watch to see what He will say unto me. In other words, read the Word of God. I will look to see what God is saying. God's will is God's Word. Stop looking for a voice. Are you with me? And start looking for a verse. Say that with me. Stop looking for a voice and start looking for a. I didn't hear you. Stop looking for a voice and start looking for a verse. Many a time, if you can, before you go to sleep, this is very practical and simple. Is this helpful for somebody? Many a time before you go to sleep, if you can spend a few minutes in prayer and ask Him a few questions. Not a few, at least something from the quietness of your heart, ask Him in prayer and then go to sleep. When you get up, you will have an answer in your spirit because you've been quiet and calm. You hear that? Either way, He will speak in a dream or in a vision, but more than anything else, in the morning when you get up, there'll be a, you can relax, you're getting up and saying, Lord, I'm just trying to get your tea and then the answer will drop into your spirit. It might be a quickened up word of the Holy Spirit. The fourth one, I will write down. Write down, write down. Look at somebody and say, write down. Write down. The Bible uses the word in Habakkuk chapter 2. Write down the vision. Write it down. Can I ask you something? How many of you pray audibly to the Lord? With your voice? How many of you pray with your voice audibly? Many a time we expect just God to hear our heart and, you know, we don't say anything. But you need to open your mouth and ask Him. Are you with me? So you speak to Him audibly. But there is another kind of prayer, which is you write down the prayer. When especially you want an answer, you write down the prayer unto the Lord. Is it scriptural? Is it scriptural? Well, read through the Psalms. Every psalm is the psalmist saying their fears and the struggles as a prayer before God, or writing it down and God answering it. So when you're really committed to walking with Jesus and wanting to hear your voice, and you say, Lord, I'm writing this down to you. Don't write all your sins down and your neighbor reads it. Don't do that. Are you with me? Confess your sins to the Lord, and He's faithful to forgive you and cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. Don't write about, you know, all the gossip that you heard. That's not what I'm saying. All the complaints of your wife and your husband and children. That's not what I'm saying. Your personal soulish struggles, and you're looking for an answer, you write it down. The fifth one, and I close with that, is review it. Review it. What you have heard from God, test it. Look at somebody and say, test. Test the voice of the Lord. Test. Open your mouth and say, test the voice of the Lord. One Thessalonians 5 says, test all prophecies. God Himself said, son, test those prophecies. Test it. Don't just believe it and say, okay, I heard from God that I'm going to marry this guy. He's the American president, the next American president's son. Don't do that. Are you with me? And then get all discouraged because the American president's son married somebody else. And then you don't come to church saying, God spoke to me while I was watching CNN. Don't do that. Test it. How do you test it? God will never contradict His word. Test it with the word of God. I was listening to the pastor, Brand Houston, Hillsong. He was saying that, you know, he had a person in his church who came to him and he said that the Lord spoke to him. That's good. And he said, the Lord is speaking to me. He said, good. And then one day his wife came and said, this guy has been sleeping around with so many women. He's not been faithful. So this guy came again and Brand Houston asked him, hello? You mean you're sleeping around? What is this? He said, the Lord spoke to me. And what did the Lord say? The Lord said to me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. See, that's a misuse of the word. Are you with me? That's from the devil. That's not from the Holy Spirit. You can't take a scripture here and a scripture there and lose the entirety of the scripture. Look at somebody and say, don't sleep around. Keep your life holy unto God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Church, are you with me today? The voice that you hear, the word of the Lord, the second way you test it is, will it make me more like Jesus? Or will it make me just proud and arrogant and... When Jesus speaks to you, it'll make you more like Jesus. You're not going to get puffed up and proud and arrogant and... No, you're going to be humble and teachable and... The third one. Is it falling in line with what is taught in the church where God has planted me, in my spiritual family? You test it how? Is it in harmony with what is spoken in my spiritual family? Because anything that God speaks will not only bless your life, it will bless the church. Are you with me? Sometimes people come and say, the Lord spoke to me and told me to leave the church. Which Lord? Which Lord? What are you saying? The Lord told me. That God will use me so I don't have to be submitted in the church. You know, I'm a prophet. I have a gifting from God. I'm highly gifted. The pastor doesn't recognize my gifting. None of the church people appreciate my gifting. But I'm so gifted, I hear God. No one listens to me. So I think I better just move up by myself. Which God? The Lord will build His church. If He put you in His spiritual family, He wants you not only to believe, but to belong. Open your mouth and say, believe and belong. Believe and belong. Say that with me again. Believe and belong. I have something written here. It's called, if it is true, it's not new. Sometimes people get, they say, Pastor, I heard, you know, do you know this? I got a new thing from God. God spoke to me, said a new thing. What do you mean? The truth of God's word has always been there in the body of Christ. He might reawaken you to a truth. Or He might give you a new insight. And the last one, God's word or God's voice. Not the last one. Will always convict but won't condemn. Will convict but will not condemn. Look at somebody and say, God's voice will convict but won't condemn. And God's word will always have a peace attached to it. You heard from the Lord and it's not going to get you all worked up and upset and troubled. And No. There's going to be a peace to it. Praise the Lord. Amen. This evening, lift your hands once again. Lift your hearts to Him and say, Jesus, speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Your servant listens.
Servant listens.
Say that again. Jesus, speak, Lord. Your servant listens. Say that again. Jesus, speak, Lord. Your servant listens. Open my ears. Open my heart.
Open my understanding.
To hear your peaceful voice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now lift your hands and praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. There's an oil there. Just can you bring it?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we give you glory, Jesus.
Would you just stand up or kneel down in the presence of Jesus this evening?
Thank you, Lord.
You have to be tuned to hear the voice of the Lord. And let me ask you, are you surrendered before Him? If not, would you surrender your life before Jesus? What is it that you have in your hand? Throw it down at the feet of Jesus. Throw it down at the feet of Jesus. What is it that you're holding in your hand? Throw it down at the feet of Jesus.